The next meditation that I'm going to ask you to do is an equanimity meditation. I want to say a few words about it before I send you off to your meditation seat. This is a slightly unusual meditation to find in a course on mind. It rightly belongs much further along in a series of meditations designed to help us develop love, compassion, and altruism. But I find it very helpful in the process of discovering how our minds work to create concepts about the people in our lives. If we do the meditation wholeheartedly, bringing the so-called friend, enemy, or stranger to life, and really delving deeply into the reasons why we apply the labels we do to each of them, it can be very enlightening. And it has the bonus of bringing us closer to love, compassion, and altruism in all of our relationships. Because having meditated in this way, we can come from the spaciousness of neutrality rather than from an attitude filled with judgment and projection. And before you finish this session, remember to dedicate the effort, understanding, and insights, as well as the doubts and questions that you have generated, to the realization of your goals, to taking the next step in your spiritual journey for your own benefit and that of all the people of your life.